Welcome to RTFC, the only podcast that reminds you to read the fucking card. Oh, as always, from Kirk's basement, Tony.
Kirk.
Bill.
And once again, another boring week in Magic.
Yeah, it's
nothing always to talk about.
Man.
I mean,
you know,
it's almost like no one cares about the format anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably and everything all around. Oh, wait.
That's what we were supposed to do.
Yeah. All right. So
I'm not going to beat around the bush.
I think what we just did is the definition of beating around the bush.
We're not going to do it that
much. As a matter of fact, I think we took it out to dinner and never called it again.
Oh, okay.
That's disrespectful.
It was almost as if someone listened to the podcast last week and said, yeah, it is getting boring. Let's ban Jason and Stoneforge Mystic. There's literally, like, it almost seems like a split. 50% of people who are happy about this, 50% of people who are not. And in all truth, both sides have a valid argument.
Yeah, I think so.
True.
And for different reasons, too.
Kirk, what is your take on the banning of both Stoneforge Mystic and Jace the Mind Sculptor?
All right. I am happy. I'm really happy because I thought they were both really overpowered. Jace was overpowered from really the start. I mean, you know, it might not have been breaking the format, but it certainly was something that should have been looked at. Right, you know, I'm very, very, you know, I am pro-banning, of course. I don't like the fact that apparently, according to the Magic Mother site, that the card was changed at the last minute. I hope that that's not true.
What card?
Jace the Mind Sculptor.
They said they changed.
They
Jace
changed
the
his
minute?
First, and I'm not. You know, it was the article that came out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and like I'm not. I mean, the article
which
might
one,
have
the,
been
the Iron Foresight card.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm not gonna.
I have
you know,
that right here.
Yeah. And I really paid close attention. I read the entire article. Really well written. Good job, Iron Foresight. And like I really honestly I don't like how R&D handled the situation. Because, you know, it almost seems like they really wanted to just push the envelope really a lot. And I don't agree. And just because before that, apparently blue, you know, during Shards, blue wasn't really heavily played color that much. So, I mean, I guess they just wanted, you know.
Well, yeah, everyone got pissed because fairies and Cryptic Command were rotating.
And,
out.
Yeah, and that's another card that should have been looked at also.
Cryptic?
Yes. No. Yeah, no, time warping your opponent is not, you know, but that's another story. You know, apparently his ability was supposed to be mill two cards, his first ability. You know, there is, and you know what, it might have been a complete lie, you know. I don't like R&D, considering Stoneforge's case, they did know, apparently when they made the card, they did know about the living weapon mechanic, and even before then, it was broken, but I feel like when Batterskull came out, and it just added it on more, it just cemented everything. It pretty much just, you know, and I really do, and I think that would really started this whole thing. I believe the one card, I think, Sword of Feast and Famine. I think that card is also, they didn't know, like, how that would change the format. I mean, and I'm also very upset about the event decks. It almost seems like it was a cash grab. I mean, is there any truth to that, or?
We're never going to know. I mean,
well, it certainly looks like it was a cash grab.
They did,
whatever.
If they banned them, then it was a completely tool move on their part. I honestly believe that the event decks were finalized in a time so much before.
Yeah,
Cobblade became,
and that's probably completely true.
That when they released it, they were like, "Shit, we're banning this card, but we have to do it because the card breaks the rules. And we can't allow an engine. That's the way it works. Is you can't allow an engine.
Yeah.
You can allow Tarmogoyf as long as you want because Tarmogoyf is a creature. You can't allow an engine that can make any card amazing." And that's exactly what Stoneforge did. Stoneforge Mystic said 2-mana, play an uncounterable
creature in some cases.
And
well,
most part
in the Batterskull case, yeah.
Phil. Thanks, Herb.
No problem.
Well, I mean, I'm glad that they finally banned them. but I just think that the problem is that they waited too long. I think banning them at this point is kind of pointless. I mean, we only got two or three months left in the format, so I understand like a lot of players are not playing because of Cobblade and stuff like that. So I see why they did it, but I just think they should have looked at that and made their bannings or whatever sooner.
I have a question, Phil, and I don't mean to interrupt you. Do you think that the one reason that they banned it now was because attendance is going down?
That's probably the only reason why they banned it right now.
That's pretty bad, isn't it?
Well, they were getting a big drop in attendance for PPQs. People weren't even playing FNMs at local gaming stores anymore because people would show up there with Cobblade. I mean, a lot of people are like kind of like being bitches in some cases. But, I mean, I think they're justifiable in not wanting to play in a format where there's nothing new, nothing fresh. It's the same deck round after round. Like, if you go to PTQ, that's like 9 rounds. Probably like 6 or 7 of the rounds is going to be against Cobblade.
Where did you get the information that their attendance was down?
There's been several articles
The article, again, I hate the references, but the article that came out with the banning.
Yeah, the Forsyth article mentions it.
Does he give metrics? Does he give specifics? Did he say attendance was down, or did he say...
He did say
attendance
was
down. Down X percent, or over
no.
It's been a steady decline.
I don't think he put any percentages or anything There was a couple earlier articles I read that was saying that there was a significant drop. They were like losing about like I think they said like 20 or 30% of their player base for tournaments. It's understandable. I know like people don't want to play with that deck running around if they can't.
Why do you think that they should have given like a percent?
Or
do you think it would have been more believable?
What I'm going to give you is metrics. Okay. When I say my piece about it,
okay.
I'm going to give you numbers. I'm going to give you math.
Okay.
It's going to be rounded numbers, not going to be perfect numbers, but they're going to be numbers, and you're going to get an idea of what I'm saying because I'm going to provide you with information.
Yeah.
By saying something as vague as attendance was down, I remember I've been to in the last X months during the PTQ season. I've been to two PTQs, and I've seen no less or no more number than I have seen during the end of the Shards block.
Mm-hmm.
When that was the last PTQ season, and that was at the end of the season. So we had that 500 person event. We had that.
They give numbers on some stuff here. Hold on a second.
Sure.
Here we go. In the why cards are getting banned section. They start off with saying the standard metagame is stagnant and unhealthy at the moment and has been for months.
No, that's correct. That is correct.
They said Jason Mind Sculptor is appearing in winning deck lists at an alarming percentage of the time, with Stoneforge Mystic appearing almost as often.
Yes.
For reference, 88% of the decks in Day 2 of Grand Prix Singapore contain multiple copies of Jace.
Correct.
And almost 70% of the Day 2 decks contain Stoneforge Mystic.
Okay, so those are good. That's what I mean. That's metrics. And I'm going to use those exact numbers.
Just don't make the math.
The GP had, like...
No, very simple.
I'm a Magic player, after all.
The GP had, like, 600 or 700 players, too. And, like, that percentage is ridiculous.
Correct. And that's fine. I from my seeing tournaments, with the exception of the one tournament that happened that I went to, where there was, 27 people... But that also wasn't a PTQ. That was a minor event. And now that the way Star City Games and TCQ are holding the minor events, they're giving them to more small stores. They're expecting less attendance. They're trying to make them smaller so more people can have a chance for the invitation. So I get that. Any other piece of wisdom or insight you have about the bannings?
Well, like I said, I mean, all there is really to say is they just waited a little too long to do it. I know a lot of people are pissed that they're banned. I know there's a lot of people that are very happy it was banned. I mean, I feel bad for some of the people that just recently bought all the pieces and put Cobblade together for, tournaments and stuff coming up just so they could actually have a chance at winning, because pretty much it came down to if you're rolling Pyro to win or whatever, you have a slight chance to win. And if you're rolling Cobblade, you gotta set up for the mirror match and then you should have a decent time.
You're right. No, you're right.
It's all it really comes down to. I mean, I think it's stupid that they're like, oh, well, if you buy the War of Attrition deck, you can run Stoneforge, but you can't make any edits. It's like, that's just, they should have just, like, not even put that in. Be like, all right, whatever, you got your money for it, done with it. Don't, like, tease people and just be like, hey, well, you can still run them if you buy the pre-con. Like, I think that's just stupid. I understand for, like, a player going to a local gaming store that just wants to start his first event and it's there,
On a side note, a player going to his first event running either the Rot from Within or deck will lose just because of the confusion of the cards and the synergy between the cards. We're talking about, we're factoring in the addition of the Living Weapon, Double Strike, the Piercer Paladin's ability. They're not intuitive abilities. If we're talking most of the what are they called? The intro packs? The intro decks? The intro decks are kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Like, the intro decks, and they give explanations on how to play them.
Yeah.
I bought both War of Attrition. I bought two War of Attritions, actually, because I wanted more Stoneforges.
I got one to finish my playset off.
Which is still fine. I'm still going to play them in Legacy. And,
She's going to be all over extended. If this Modern Magic thing happens, she's going to be there. And then in that, you're going to have access to the other two swords.
End of August is when they're doing the announcement of what the new extended will look like.
If it's Modern Magic, then Stoneforge is going to definitely be a big contender. Because then you're going to have Sword of Light and Shadow, Sword of Feast and Famine.
Do you think they'll ban it in that format, Joe?
No, of course not. Because they won't ban that in Modern
Magic.
Well,
no, because remember, like, as powerful as that is, she's still going to have to compete with stuff like Fairies, 5cc, and Affinity.
Affinity, Dredge.
And Tarmogoyf. The threat of Tarmogoyf, Dredge.
Bob's back. Right. Yeah.
Like, the modern formats...
And Mental Misstep is going to be played in all formats. So...
True.
I mean, not that makes a difference, but, like, there's going to be a lot of... We don't know. This is now... We are in a negative vacuum of Modern Magic. We don't even know that. We might be overextended. We might not get extended. We might get overextended, which is the colloquialism for what old extended was.
Yeah.
So it'll still be without Lorwyn, but... No, I think Lorwyn just makes it all. Whatever.
Well, originally when I first started talking about overextended, they said it was supposed to be like Legacy 1.5, where it's Mercadian Masks up.
I don't know what they're going to do. And you know what? Either way, it's going to be better than what current extended is.
Yeah,
it's
there's no boring. Way playing current extended.
It's
anymore.
Boring. You know what? You know when I started caring about extended? When I was like, I can run Callblade and extended. What else?
Yeah.
And I'll be okay right now running Callblade and extended, because... It's still, like, with some of the axes, it's better. Anyway.
So, Tony, what do you think about the bannings? What are your thoughts?
From a player standpoint, I'm happy to see the deck that not only I ran, I am actually happy to see the ability to create. I love creating decks.
Yeah.
I love trying new decks. At any point in time, you'll see me with 3 to 4 completely different builds. Some of them are tier 1 decks. Some of them are, like, tiny little ideas. I love building decks. It's, like, my favorite thing in the world to do. You don't get to do that when you play Callblade. You don't get to find, as our friend Radimus says, a hole in standard.
Yeah.
When there's one deck that's so powerful that there aren't any answers. That's fine. When Stoneforge Mystic was banned, I was a little confused... but I understood, as I said before, it's an engine. Mm-hmm. Stoneforge Mystic is an engine. Engines get banned. Skullclamp got banned.
She's a tutor.
She's super tutor.
I think the one reason why they banned it was because if she was a tutor. I think it really was that ability, I think.
It was both.
They
it
need
was both.
To be more careful with these Tricket Mage type effects, don't you think?
No, because she was... Okay. Remember Naya Shaman? Remember me and Ricky's Naya Shaman build?
Yeah.
We all both had different things. However, the one thing that was stayed the same between our builds was we had, like, 1 or 2 Stoneforge Mystics for the sole purpose of popping the Basilisk Collar on this thing. Yeah. That was when you're like, cool, they can't counter the Basilisk Collar.
Yeah.
Then you saw Sword of Body of Mine, and it really didn't make that big a deal.
No,
it was really to make the... And then you saw sort of Feast and Famine, like you said.
Feast and Famine is what...
And you're like, wait a minute, you're going to give a control deck the ability to untap their lands?
Yeah.
Well, that's just silly. And then you're going to give them Batterskull? Let alone Sword of War and Peace. I would have been fine with Sword of War and Peace, because then they still have to, you know, make the... But Batterskull?
Yeah.
And it returned itself?
Clawblade was already the best deck and pretty much the only deck before Batterskull, and then... When Batterskull came out, that was just a file nail in the coffin for standard.
No, Rug versus Callblade, Rug still had the chance.
Yeah?
Rug still had it. Well, you know, that Rug was still doing fine against it. The point of it was, Callblade had to keep evolving, so Rug had to keep evolving.
Yeah.
Rug started running mainboard summoning traps. And
true,
then
true.
Callblade started running into the Royals to deal with, what's his name? Precursor Golem. And, like, there was so many different, like, turns, and then, like, there was pure rug, and then there was, like, tiny rug. There was a rug that splashed black, I remember, at one point. It doesn't matter. There's a lot of different ways that it worked. Yeah. And especially when you have...
Bioskull did, like, put it over the top. It was already... I still think it was already the best deck in the format, even though it can be beaten.
Yeah.
It was still the most solid
deck.
And now they're like, okay, well, now you get this crazy equipment that's pretty much say, hey, turn three, you get a Baneslayer out. For the most part.
My problem lies in the banning of Jace. That is...
I don't think they should have banned Jace. I think the format was fine with Jace.
I have no problem with them banning him, though.
Well, no. Now that he's gone, the only tear I'm shedding is the money I've spent on him. And I swear to Christ, if anybody listening to this podcast has the audacity to say Wizards doesn't care how much you pay in the secondary market, you can fuck yourself with a rusty chainsaw. That is not the point of banning a card. Because whether they care or not about them using how much the card is worth, they care that the card is played. Because of that, and that was the metrics I was talking to you about.
Yeah.
There was a statistic going around in one of the Star City games or TCG player articles that discussed how at the point in time, about like 2 weeks ago, Callblade owned 70% of the meta. 70 to 75% of the meta. Or, no, I'm sorry, not Callblade. Callblade variants, which, for the argument, are Jace.
Darkblade.
Jace, Stoneforge Mystic, X. Whatever they may be. Let's do some simple math. Say at a basic PTQ, there's 300 people. Or 200, 300, we'll say 250, right?
Yeah.
If 75% of the meta is running that deck, that's 175 people running a Callblade variant.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Just simple math right there. That means that there are 700 Jace the Mind Sculptors and 700 Stoneforge Mystics in play only on Callblade variants, not including the probably extra couple decks that are just running Stoneforge and the couple extra decks that are just running Jace.
Like the Pure Steel decks.
Like, yeah, exactly. So we're going to say that there's a little more Jaces than there were Stoneforges at the time. So we'll say there was probably, like, at any main 250-person tournament, if that meta held true, if those numbers are correct, just putting it out there, there was about 900 Jaces, and there was 750 to 800 Stoneforge Mystics.
Yes, which is ridiculous.
Which is ridiculous, and I agree. That's a problem. That's a significant problem. However, that's 175 people whom, by hook or by crook, got a playset of Jaces, got a playset of Stoneforges, put together the rest of the deck, which wasn't cheap by any means, and...
$20 swords running around. Yeah.
The number of people that quit standard because of Jace, which generally I don't have a problem with. If you don't like something so much that you're going to stop playing a game because you don't find it fun anymore, that's your call. I can't criticize you for it. I really can't.
No, and I don't blame them either.
I don't.
Although
blame
I do suggest finding other formats other than Type 2.
If that's your case, if that's your line, you're already in Type 2. You're already willing to spend the money to be competitive, unless you're playing goblins. You're playing goblins. I agree with the FNM point. At FNMs, the way Callblades at FNM, you're kind of like you really need to do that in a deck where like little Stevie is running. Dinosaurs, like yeah. You know, like you're gonna blow him out of the water, and then I get it, I understand, but like we have friends who just showed out for a playset. Do you know why? Because they had the swords, they had the Batterskull, they had the Gideons, they had all the cards for the deck. So that's what you do when you generally build a deck, especially if you net deck, which is more common than people are giving credit for. So please don't assume that anyone who net decks is wrong. Everybody net decks.
Everybody wants to win.
Everybody. When's the last time you've seen someone win a tournament without a net deck base? It happens. It does happen. It's usually based on someone building a deck that stops the net deck.
Yeah.
That stops the meta. Which occurs from time to time, and then you never see them again. Vampires is the number one cause of that.
Yeah,
right now.
Is.
Which, not for long. You ban Jace, you ban Stoneforge Mystic. You take away the deck of Callblade. That's fine. You know what else would have taken away Callblade? Banning Stoneforge Mystic. When Jace was released, he was an extremely powerful card. They gave us Pithing Needle and O-Ring and said, go fuck yourself, Jace. We can handle it. Yeah. Pithing Needle also answers Stoneforge Mystic's sneaking ability, which was relevant, but that's not the point. They took away Pithing Needle, they gave us Revoker, which is really good to have on a creature,
The reason why they didn't reprint Pithing Needle is, like you said, Trinket Mage was in the format. They don't want you to trinket for a friggin' Pithing Needle, because that'll make a lot of people hate
you. You really can't do that.
Why?
Like that's pretty ridiculous.
That's a tutor for your shutdown. Like, I don't know. I think it's a little ridiculous. Like, I mean, I would still be fine with it. I would have been happy with Pithing Needle.
Compare the synergy between Trinket Mage and Pithing Needle, and which, by the way, they were out at the same time the first time. Pithing Needle, right? Pithing Needle was what set?
Pithing Needle's M10.
No, originally.
Oh, originally Kamigawa.
What came out right before Kamigawa? Mirrodin. Trinket Mage was in Mirrodin.
Yeah, but that was before Planeswalkers, too.
Okay, so they'd give you a perfect engine to shut down Jace.
Yeah.
Compare that engine to the Stoneforge engine. Which one's broken? Stoneforge. Which one is kind of... Which one... Pithing Needle is not an easy card to play, too. Mm-hmm. You name something, and then something else
messes with you. I'm not saying it's worse. I'm saying it's bad.
But someone plays a Jace, so now you have to run a main... You have to build your deck to deal with the fact that Pithing Needle's in the format. That's fine. So they took it away. That's fine. They let Jace run
free. I mean, it can be answered. Like I said, Jace can be answered. Stoneforge, unless you had the Mana Leak for her, you can't answer her because she serves...
If you're on the draw against Stoneforge, it's coming down.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. Anyway, Jace was never the problem. Because when it cycled out, when we first got Scars of Mirrodin, what was the deck that was being... Pardon me, being played?
Validate.
Call Go.
Call Go.
And what Kago's matchup was fine against Valakut, against Eldrazi Green, against there wasn't Rug yet. Rug hadn't
that was when like Rug was
picked
still
itself
this, like,
up yet from where it was before.
And I'm telling you, it was sort of Feast and Famine that really broke the.
That was what it was. The second Mirrodin Besiege came out, Call Blade became a deck. People were like, Stoneforge Mystic, it gets shit. Oh, we can put Mortar Pod. Once again, if they had just banned Stoneforge Mystic, you'd have to deal with a Kago variant.
Which isn't as bad.
Which is a deck that can be dealt with. Yeah. But you would also have enabled the other decks. You wanted to see a different, you know, percentage of the game. What's wrong with Jace? Is he the most powerful card in the format?
Yes. But he's not broken.
Is he the most... Yes, correct. Is there a way for other people to deal with
it? I mean, honestly, I didn't think the solution was to throw crappy cards at him, though, either.
Correct. No, that is true. They even said in the article that they, like, tried printing, like, subpar answers, like Hex Parasite, Revoker, and stuff for Jace.
They're
saying how... And Despise. Saying how, well, they were meant to be answers for him, but they just turned out to be not good enough in the player's eyes.
They're not good enough.
Which they aren't. They're
just situations. No, like, how does your R&D not know that? Do they not play Magic? Do they not read their own articles? Do they just sit there and go, let's develop decks? It's very important. I know that's not true.
I can't
I'm just saying that.
Question.
I'm just saying that to be a jerk.
I can't answer that question.
I know that's not true. I know a lot of the people who develop also play.
I hope that everything on that article is a lie. I hope they really didn't think that way.
But I do know that some things slip by R&D, and you can't hold them back. You can't hold them past that. Yeah. In every game it happens. In every game someone might miss something, and all it takes is a really creative deck builder to go, wait a minute. Stoneforge Mystic can get me this in this, okay, and then it goes on from there, which is fine. I'm not arguing that point. The problem is what you did is you took Stoneforge and Jace out, and then you handed the meta back to Valakut.
Yes.
You handed Valakut.
Well, I thought they should have done if they wanted to ban Jace too, they should have banned Valakut as well. A lot of people were saying that the ban was. They thought the ban was either going to be Jace, Stoneforge, and Valakut, or nothing. A lot of people said that to me.
But and that's the point. Say what you will about how pissed off you were at Cobblade. Every time I sat down and saw a fucking first turn Raging Ravine before Rug was around, I was like, "This is going to fucking suck."
Yeah. No. It's
honestly,
definitely
I didn't get
not
the same
fun
feeling
to play
from Valakut that I did from Cobblade, though.
I
didn't get the same feeling of hopelessness.
I never had that feeling against Cobblade. I had that feeling against Eldrazi Green every time I saw it, but that's because Eldrazi Green has cursed me because I stopped playing it. Which I'm not going to now, because now Eldrazi Green...
is
what, it doesn't need to mainboard Nature's Claims. It doesn't need to do anything.
Eldrazi. Yeah, that's also something really bad. When people are main decking things like Manic Vandal and Nature's Claim and main decking ridiculous cards.
Why?
Why? But no, but
in the original mirror, Oxidize was a 4 of in every deck. It's main board artifact hate. Like,
what was
the game is. The standard is a ton of artifacts. I mean, I don't think it's wrong to main board artifact hate.
Naturalize was in every Affinity deck, at the very least. Chapin mentioned in one of his articles today on Star City Games that no one needs to mainboard Naturalize anymore. And I wanted to comment on it and say, so Splinter Twin was banned too?
Exactly.
Because the last I checked, Nature's Claim killed Splinter Twin, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, immediately, actually.
Yep.
So, why would you ban that? I mean, why would you allow that? Nature's Claim is a good card. It's a really good card. It's better than just... It destroys an occasional sword. It really does. It kills a Spellskite for one mana. Yeah, it gained them life. Who cares? It doesn't matter. It kills a Spellskite. It kills things that you don't want to see. And at the cost of 4 life. If you're playing an aggro deck, you're probably going to be concerned about it. But what decks played aggro that worried about that? Rug didn't care about running it. Rug was like, fine, here's 4 life. My Raging Ravine will deal with it. Like, what are you going to worry about? They banned the... Jace, they banned Cobbler. Let's be clear, they banned Cobbler.
Yeah.
They banned, and for in essence, they banned blue-white control. You can still run a blue-white control. There are several builds on Magic League, on TCG Player, that are running Venser.
They're not as good, let's not kid ourselves.
No,
well, of
not,
course, because there's no Jace.
They brought back Baneslayers. Jace was the reason blue was viable in the format.
Yes.
Jace was the reason. There was no other reason blue was viable. It was Jace Bellerin. Now that Jace Bellerin is gone...
Well,
it's Jace Mind Sculptor. I'm sorry. Jace Bellerin. Jace Bellerin sucks. If you're running
Jace Bellerin... Jace Bellerin used to be...
If you're running
amazing.
Jace Bellerin, take him out and put C Beyond it. Drawing two cards once and shuffling one of them if they're shitty is better than playing a Jace, getting one card out of it, and watching him get bolted. At least with Jace Mind Sculptor, you drew a card and got terrible crap out of your hand before it got.
Or set up your top decks.
Yeah, you did something with it. Jace, like, you're not getting the same deal. Also, it's a lackluster turn 3. You know what's a better turn 3 play? Seagate Oracle. Like, it's just a better turn 3 play.
Yeah, no, Seagate is good. But yeah, no, I think Blue's going to take a really nasty hit instead.
But I don't think they should do stuff like print Jace. The reason why Jace was printed was because the color was weak. That's ridiculous. They shouldn't approach their art. They shouldn't make cards.
Well, also, here's
of that
another
reason.
Thing, though. Yes, that was a factor.
They do that all the time. Usually, they do that in blocks. In the middle of a block, they'll be like, "We needed to add something real quick."
Yeah.
Because we didn't see the synergy. So
that doesn't mean hit it out of the ballpark.
Well, also remember they like to make experimental. Take
at least
experimental
test
chance.
It, though. I mean,
like Jace was.
You know
ridiculous.
What the worst part of Jace was? You know what the worst
and
part of Jace was?
Unique.
He had a win con built in.
Yeah.
That was the worst part of
he
Jace.
He was unique. He was pushing the limits. Well, he did not break the limits. He pushed the limits.
He had options. Too many for...
Yes, he gave you a ton of options.
If you left Jace with his top 3 abilities, he would be a really good card.
Huh?
Yes.
The fact that he can also... After,
win the game.
And the fact that once your opponent... Once you've answered everything... You can put your opponent on land stall for the rest of the game until you win immediately?
Yes.
That's what set Jace to the amazing.
And that's the ability they
status.
Said they changed, though. The first
ability.
That's fine. I'm talking about the minus 12.
Oh, okay.
He
talking
didn't need an ultimate.
The end, yeah.
He didn't. Sarkhan barely had an ultimate. Gideon doesn't have an ultimate. He just has a badass fight mode.
Yeah.
Alright. As a player, I'm happy because I can build new decks. As somebody who's invested in Jace Mind Sculptors and knew full well that when rotation happened in 4 months, I would no longer be able to play them, I'm extraordinarily upset that not only do I have to go back and get my Primeval Titans again.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
do
have
that
to,
too.
I have to go back, which, by the way, are back up to 30 now. They went from 15 to 30 overnight.
Uh-huh.
I have to go back and think through a different deck. Yeah, I'm already back to deck building. I've been all week. I don't like the fact that they ban Jace, but nothing I can do about it. They're not going to unban Jace, you know. They're not going to be like, gotcha. We were wrong. No matter what happens, the people who are crying. Oh, did I finish my segue about the number of people? Yeah. Okay. Back to what I was saying about the numbers. I gave you the numbers. That's how many people were playing there. The number of people who stopped playing because of Jace knew that Jace was going to get psychoed out. So the fact that they banned him now, 4 months before, isn't going to bring them back immediately. It's going to bring them back the exact same time.
It's true.
No one's going like, cool, let's go back into the format. Unless they had Valakut pre-built, sit there already, and went, oh, okay, I guess I can play now. Guess who you just alienated? Everyone playing Callblade. Which, by the numbers we talked about before, 175 people in a 250-man tournament, based solely on the numbers provided. 175 people now are going to have to build a new deck. How many of those people you think are going to be able to build a new deck?
I honestly think they're going to be... Those
are going to be the people that switch back to Valakut.
Yeah. Because most of those people are the competitive players that want to win.
Everybody that goes to the tournament
so
wants
Wizards,
to win.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to hear the people who were pissed at it had anything to do with the banning of it. The reason they were banned is because they looked at tournament reports and went, wow, top 8, 7 Callblade decks. Gotta stop this.
Are you sure it was that instead of the attendance, though?
I think the attendance had a factor.
I'm sure, but, like, honestly...
It's the attendance and the number and the recurrence of the deck, like how often they received it.
I didn't see a low attendance. I physically didn't see it.
You were there, but you didn't see the numbers, though.
I know how many people are in the tournaments on it.
Of course, yeah. No, I'm saying that. I mean, I'm not saying that your accuracy is different than Wizards.
If they're still playing, they're probably playing Coldplay.
No, Wizards talked about a Grand Prix, specifically.
Yeah.
I understand that attendance is down, but they didn't say very specifically where attendance was down. What events are attendance down in? Why were the attendance down? Was it because... Was attendance steadily down since the release of World Wait. Week? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they did say attendance started dropping when Jace was $100, too. That kind of put a hit into it, too.
You know how you deal with that? You put him in a pre-con.
Uh-huh. But...
You put him in a pre-con.
Yeah.
Didn't Jace come out in M11?
Valorant?
I'm sorry, he came out in World Wake before M11, right?
Yeah.
Why didn't they just put Mind Sculptor in M11, too? Wow, this card... He released at how much?
He released at 40.
He released at 40, and he did nothing but do a steady increase every single time.
He's the only Planeswalker that has a steady increase.
Reprint him... His value is based on the fact that A, it was the smallest set. B, you stopped printing of it a month earlier than you stopped printing of any other set. C, the card was so good it was played 4 of in every deck, and then you provide no more
if
of that
card. If they would have done another print run or two of World Lake, I don't think he would have reached $100 for that. Because, yeah, they did really short print World Lake, which definitely, I'm guaranteeing, had a factor in his price.
The biggest thing was when people started using him in other formats. When people were like, I guess we can run one of him in... Like, there's a deck called Jacerator. It wins with Jace. That's how the deck wins.
He's in Legacy and Vintage.
Yeah,
it's pretty ridiculous.
You know what else is? Trigun Predator.
I love that card.
It's a really
good
card.
I just can't say it on podcasts. I love that. It's one of my favorite cards.
It's really good. Yeah. It's a really good card. How much is that? You know how much that card is for a playset?
Dollar.
Yeah. Dollar.
But he's a lot easier to get.
You know what other formats he's played in?
No.
Zero. Eternal formats or bust. He'll barely be played in Modern Magic if it's available, because he's not that good. He'll be played, but he won't be, like, amazing.
My main question, though, for you, Tony. My main question.
Don't slam on the mic.
Oh, okay. Sorry. is that if attendance, as they're saying, if attendance was not down...
Yeah.
You think they would have still banned Jace?
Yes.
Really?
Probably.
I think that if attendance was down...
Do you think if anything, everything was going fine, and they were getting the normal amount of people, that do you think that they would still ban... And do you think they would have banned Stoneforge?
Stoneforge would have been banned immediately.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that Stoneforge was right to be banned. Okay. I have no problem
That's my main concern.
Once 80% of the competitive metagame is running the same deck, like, that's when they realize, wow, I guess we did
Valakut
something.
Comes back into play.
Right.
If you ban Stoneforge, Rug comes back into play. Blue White comes back into play. It's just not as fast. It cuts. It doesn't run. What's it called? Batterskull anymore. It goes back to Baneslayer. Do you know why? Because Baneslayer is better than Batterskull.
Yeah.
Because it's a 5/5 creature. Yeah. That she's, isn't gonna die.
Yeah, it's Batterskull was good when it was 2 mana.
It was good when it was 2 mana and you bounced it and then played it for. You could do 5 mana to play it at instant speed. Yeah, that's when it was good. It's okay now, and I'm not saying it's dead. It's just not, like, you'll see him play it occasionally. They're not amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I still think it's a perfectly good card. It's a good sideboard card against aggro matchups. Like, it's still a good card.
Like, I'm saying this just, as a player, I want. And I know that it's a business. I want the business to, like, almost respect me as a player, you know? Like, I hope the decision was not, oh my god, we're losing money, let's change everything up, you know? That's what I really hope.
No, that's totally what it okay,
let me clarify. I really hope that, you know...
I don't know what their decision was. I can only speculate.
I want to know how, like, on a scale of 0 to 10, or on a scale of 0 to 100%, how much of it was, oh my god, we're losing attendance in tournaments.
All I want to know, and I don't think anyone's ever going to answer this question. I'm going to go on knowing this question. I'm going to forget about it in 6 months.
Well, what's the question?
Why would you ban Jace the Mind Sculptor, a card that would have enabled multiple other decks to be built, especially now that New Phyrexia came out and Stoneforge is gone. 4 months before it cycled out. Stoneforge broke...
It's still a decent amount of time. It's not...
4 months, 4 months is before it cycled out is not...
Stoneforge is what tilted the funk. Yeah. Jace brought up to another level, yes, but Stoneforge
Jace,
is...
The reason why is because Stoneforge is a $20 card at the high it was. Jace was $100. People who paid for Jace spent their money because Wizards stopped supplying the card. No. And I'm sorry, what's safe for everything else? How many times do you get your cards just by trading or buying packs?
Not often.
Okay.
I mostly buy stuff.
To say that Wizards doesn't care about the secondary market is a blasphemable lie because they allow PTQs to have vendors.
Yep. Yes.
And they have a rule saying that the only people you can buy from are vendors. Wizards, while they don't show it sometimes, cares about the vendors. They care about the ability for a vendor to go back and forth. What happens if a vendor, like, sells a card to a kid 2 weeks ago, Jace, and then Jace gets banned? Mm-hmm. Well, with that kid, I'm sorry, I don't mean kid, because I refuse to believe that there are children playing Magic, besides occasionally someone's son,
they obviously
someone's
don't
daughter.
Play competitively,
they're not playing competitive Magic.
Let's be realistic here. I mean,
they're playing other games competitively. Yeah. I play other games competitively too. I know that. Kids, children, I'm going to go under the age of 15, generally play Yu Gi Oh! Or Pokemon.
Yeah,
there
no,
are some that
not,
play Magic.
We're not, we're
I'm
not
alienating.
Yeah. We're, not, we're honestly not insulting. I respect Yu Gi Oh! As a game. That's a total lie. I don't respect Yu-Gi-Oh! But
it doesn't matter. You know. You're a kid. You can play that game. It's fun, and it gives you a good interaction of how a collectible card game goes. If you want to break into Magic, that's fine. It's the same as trading anybody.
Start out really slow. That's the thing about Magic.
Start out running red-green, which you can't do in competitive formats. But honestly, when I got out of Magic and I came back in on Worldwake, when I met you guys for the very first time, what was it, a year ago about?
Yeah,
a little over a year?
It's been about a year.
When I first met you guys, I came back in knowing nothing of the format since Ravnica.
Yeah.
Nothing. Then someone's like, this is Jace the Mind Sculptor, he's $60. And I went, I must have him, because he is $60. And that was how much
that
shit,
he's good.
That was shit cost.
Yes.
So I must remember this. Like, not that much, but still, like, well, you were more than this. What is Tarmogoyf? I don't know. I learned, I got better, I understood, then I started playing, and that was it. I played Jun. The first week I came there, I played in an FNM with a Jun deck I bought online. And I got my shit pushed in.
Yep.
The third week I played with that exact same deck, without making one change, me and Mike faced off in the finals.
Yeah.
I think Bloodbred Elf should have been banned, though.
No.
I'm really. I'm not going to go on a rant about Cascade, because I hate it. So, I mean, we'll just.
Not a lot of people like Cascade.
Anyway. That's my only problem is I don't know why Wizard would ban it that close to the end. There was no benefit to banning it. The only I honestly believe the reason they did it is to save face. I believe it was because so many of the people who said they quit said the reason they quit was Jace, that if they say, okay, we're just going to ban him, it would kind of save face. I think it's too little too late. I think that even banning Jace in the first place is kind of an insult to the people who have it. That's it. Now that he's gone, goodbye. You know, I took them. I've already deconstructed my call blade. Like, it was gone that day. Yeah. I took it apart. I built two new decks out of the cards that were in there.
Awesome.
Like, that's it. Now, decks to beat. We're done talking about the banning. It happened.
Yeah.
We got to get on. We got to get over it. We got to keep moving. Guess what? I'm not going to tell you about Valakut. You know what it is. I'm not going to tell you about Eldrazi Green.
You know what it is.
Both of those decks are going to be back.
Expect them to be there.
They're going to be the new top tier deck.
Well, Saturday. Okay, we're in Jersey. In case anyone doesn't know that, we're broadcasting live from Kirk's basement in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
And fabulous.
Nice.
Yeah. In New Jersey, we love Magic here. I don't understand. It's just ridiculous. We go to like Connecticut for Magic. People from Philadelphia will always play, and that's where the next PTQ is.
Magic's kind of difficult in Jersey too, because we have a lot of competitive players.
We have, like, okay, from where we are right now, there are 5 gaming stores that we could go to within 10 miles and play anybody in Magic. 5. So we can always, there's always a way to test if we don't want to just test in Kirk's basement, which I love to do anyway. Valakut. Valakut got super strong because not only can you play it now, you don't have to run you don't have to, like, worry about Lotus Cobra. Like, you don't have to run it, because you could just run the wall, and then you're fine.
You don't need
Lotus. As a matter of fact, the Lotus Cobra's probably bad, because
you got Jiraga Tree Speaker, and
you don't need Jiraga Tree. You don't even need it in Valakut now. That's the point. Valakut has been given carte blanche to take their time again.
Yep.
They don't have to race anything anymore. They could put bolts back in, because they don't need to switch them out for
Nature's
Claim.
Yeah, they can go back to more of a slow roll. They don't have to worry about getting fucking blown out of the water by Clawblade.
Valakut's not going to get blown out of the water by Clawblade. Valakut's not necessarily concerned with any twin deck. We'll get to that later. Eldrazi Green never cared about any deck.
Eldrazi Green just cares about how fast can I get Emrakul on the board to win the game. That's pretty much
it. It was the new masturbation dot deck. That's what Eldrazi Green is. Basically, it's a combo deck that you play with yourself. Yeah. All you're doing is, you can't beat Eldrazi Green. You can never beat them. You can contain them long enough for them to lose. That is the only way. The way you beat Eldrazi Green is by memoriciding out Emrakul, Ulamog,
and
Kozilek, or any variations of what they're running, and then somehow getting rid of the Primeval Titans, because they'll beat you down with Primeevals.
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell you how many times I've ended up beating someone down with a Primeval and an Avenger of Zendikar. There's options. A deck that has options is hard to destroy.
Torpor Orb.
What does Torpor Orb do?
You don't get none of your fucking tokens off the Avenger.
Or the extra turn off.
You don't get any tokens off the Avengers.
But now we're talking about a deck that's mono green. That could just as... It runs, first of all, it runs Beast Within now, so that Torpor Orb is a 3-3 creature.
That is true. Beast Within does make... And, of course, Valakut's going to be getting their hands on that, too.
Valakut doesn't need it.
I'm pretty sure they're going to throw it in there. I mean, there's times when Valakut doesn't need their forests anymore, they might as well turn them into an extra 3 damage, you know?
They'll run in the sideboard.
I can see them running.
For the argument, what worries these decks are still targets from Nature's Claim. Like, Spellskite. I'd rather Nature's Claim a Spellskite than Beast Within it and give him a 3-3. Whatever. All it is Valakut, Eldrazi Green, they're fine again.
Yes, they are definitely a force to be reckoned with.
Twin decks. There's 2 decks. There's Grixis Twin, and there's UR Twin, Blue Red Twin. I think the Blue Red Twin's a little stronger because it does have access.
It's more consistent, but I think they really need those Inquisitions. Like, that was the main reason.
But you have Gitaxian Probe. You get Gitaxian Probe, and then you get Spreading Seas easily.
Yeah.
And Spreading Seas.
Oh, that's another word to the wise. Find your Spreading Seas. Dig them up.
Spreading Seas now. The reason why Blue-Red is actually a little stronger is because it does have the Spreading Seas. And if they Inquisition away your Spreading Seas, you're fine.
Yeah. Like, whatever.
You can run Pyro Twin again with a little more certainty now, because it's not as crazy as when Callblade... Literally, it was Callblade. Callblade was the problem with Pyro Twin. I would play... it was the time. It was how much time you had to respond. And then the rest of the thing was aggro decks. Well, aggro decks, you had pyroclasms already.
Yeah.
So what do you care? The main board of Grixis Twin didn't really care because it had spot removal and those. But you'd take the dismembers out, you'd run in their pyroclasms, everything would be fine. The Blue Art Twins, they're going to be very popular. A lot of people are going to try to... They're still going to play with the mindset that now Callblade is gone, Splinter Twin can shine. I don't think it's... I don't think Splinter Twin just slides right in. I think that there's the decks that are becoming popular again are decks that can easily stop the Splinter Twin combo.
Well, another thing of what's going on after these bangs, do you think any new decks are going to surface because of it? Because, I mean, there's a lot of cards that are just itching to be played because they're really good, but everyone says, oh, well, does it pass the Jace test?
Yeah,
can it out-tempo Clubblade?
We're not going to... not quote-unquote new decks. It's decks that people had already built that haven't... that they weren't able to play, or they didn't have the balls to play.
Like, I want to see... I want to see Wurmcoil showing up again. Definitely.
Wurmcoil and Jace, they were, like, one of those... I mean, yeah, the fact that Jace everywhere.
Just bounces a Wurmcoil. I mean, there's a lot of cards like Obliterator might be seeing play. It's potential.
You'll see mono black or even blue black because most of the blue black decks run.
Yeah, well, I was looking up Tezzeret lists because I'm trying to go with a Tezzeret build, and one of them had Phyrexian Obliterators in it.
Yeah.
They had no islands in it. They had 12 duels.
Because it mana fixes.
Yeah, they had 12 duels. And a couple swaps here and there, obviously. Mm-hmm. Tech edges.
Yeah, you get your Prophetic Prism, which is a viable card in that deck. Yeah.
Worst case scenario, you can run Sphere of the Suns.
They run Sphere of the Suns.
Yeah, they run Sphere in there. And the cool thing about Sphere of the Suns in a Tezzeret deck is when the charge counters off, it's still a 5/5 beater. So.
And in a Tez deck, you get to use Tezzeret's Gambit to its full potential.
Yes.
You get to be like, hi Tez, this is your Gambit. You're up, Sphere of the Suns is up. Two other things are up. Cool. Like,
now your opponent loses a lot of life because you got artifacts out there.
Yeah, it's
like
Tezzeret's going to see a lot play. Before Clawblade, when it was just Call Go, there were Tezzeret builds going around, but they also ran Jaces. I don't think that them losing the Jace hurts.
Tezzeret decks need Jace, though.
I think that they just need to get because they'll have their draw. They'll have their basic draw. They can run Jace Bellerin to no loss. They're okay with running Jace Bellerin, because as long as it's just an extra card every turn, it doesn't matter.
Which is true, which helps. Another card I'm hoping we'll see play, now that Jace isn't there, just bounce it, is Molten Steel Dragon.
Molten Steel Dragon?
I think that card has
already saw play. It just never placed because of Jace.
Yeah.
It saw play in the Kuldotha...
In the Big Red deck, with
him and the Kuldotha Flame.
That's still a possibility. Koth might be coming around again, like...
Those decks are going to be played because they're cheap, and you don't have to worry about someone sandbagging it. Plus, the amount of counters they're going to be played are probably going to be down. If the decks that run counters are only blue-black control, some new blue-white tap-out build that comes out, you're going to run a lot more without worrying about whether they have the spell pierce or the counter spell or not. And then you're going to see Grixis...
Yeah, I mean, don't worry. Obviously, Manalik's still going to be around. You still got... If they're running blue, they're probably going to have leaks in there.
Well, the other deck that's going to be big now is Blumanji.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That deck looks really
good. Blumanji ran Jace before, and now it runs four Garrix instead of four Jaces. And the deck doesn't care.
I think it's fine, because Garrix ramps them.
Everything in the deck ramps, puts Vengevines out, or beats you in the mouth.
Pod might be coming around again. Birthing Pod decks started showing up. Like fringe play.
I think the problem with Birthing Pod decks, I don't think we're going to see them immediately. I think that that's.
Well,
I don't think anyone's able to
pods,
test. I think that's the point.
The
you
problem with Birthing Pods is that the Birthing Pod deck was. It's a little on the slow side sometimes, and they were worried about getting out tempoed by Cobblade, so they just didn't place or.
Yeah.
People were running them because they're like, well, Cobblade's faster.
Rug has now become like an aggro.
Yeah.
With Vengevines.
Well, doesn't Rug have some Rug builds have the twin combo in it too?
Not anymore. Well, not anymore, because without Jace to assemble the twin combo,
yeah, they don't.
The point of blue is moot. But now Rug utilizes the blue for a couple of things. It utilizes the blue for. What does it utilize the blue? Rug needs the blue now for like clutch counters, into the Royals and Preordains.
Yes.
But the rest of the deck is not concerned. What I've been building is Ban. I'll post, actually, this deck I'll post on the RTFC website for anyone, on the podcast.
What's in
Facebook
it?
Page.
Can you tell us?
Yeah, absolutely. I took a Blumanji deck. Phil, I believe you saw the deck list.
Yes, I saw
the initial that. The initial build of the deck was Blumanji splashing white, and it was for like Journeys and Days
and Venser.
And Venser. And then the more I got into it, the more I'm like, wow, white is totally sideboard. This
yes.
deck, the only point of white in this deck is cards that should be sideboarded for the argument. So I cut those. I left Venser and actually upped the account of Venser. The way the deck works is it's kind of a cross between Land Destruction and Beats.
Yeah.
But it can it shifts gears. So it's got Birds of Paradise, Lotus Cobra.
Acidic Slime.
Acidic Slime, a playset of Acidic Slimes, Vengevines, Fauna Shamans, Frost Titans. I'm tossing up between a Consecrated Sphinx or not.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, whether I want four, three Frost, I don't know. Three Vencers. And four Spreading Seas main board, and I believe I put in two Weed the Stampedes, and...
Did you mention Frost Titan and Consecrated
yeah.
Sphinx?
Yeah, that's a real tough one.
In the testing I've done with it against Valakut was the main test. If I can't... The way I'm doing it now is if I can't beat Valakut, I'm not putting it together.
Okay.
If I can't beat the new... It destroys Valakut.
Yeah.
It destroys Valakut.
Yeah,
Valakut
can easily hurt Valakut.
An early Valakut has no way to deal with the Spreading Seas early, so an early Spreading Seas on their forest
shuts them down.
Usually ends the game for them. Plus, my sideboard allows me the access to like Flash Freeze,
flash
an oust.
Is always good.
Ousting Valakut, if you oust the Jiraga Tree Speaker, if they're still running it, it's just
yeah.
like welcome to the Stone Age. You know, you get your
back
counter
going down to as slow as a friggin'
yeah, you get your counter spells for your. Your sideboard counterspells. But the way the deck works is it's aggressive. It's aggressive, and it slows Valakut down to a crawl. And there's really not much they can do besides board in, like, Pyroclasm or Swagstorm, which isn't as detrimental, because if I get... Like, the way the deck curves out for the argument is... We're saying turn 5, but there's Cobras in it, and there's Fetch... And, you know,
yeah.
the deck goes a little faster than that. If I get in the order of Venser, followed by a Frost Titan, I'm pretty much got a good lockdown. I'm getting every turn, I'm tapping down two of your permanents permanent
yeah.
for the entire turn. Whether those are lands, whether they're combination, whether they're creatures, it's I play the Frost Titan, Venser it out, go. Next turn, I swing with the Frost Titan, Venser it out, go. Eventually, Venser resolves, and then when you're casting to bring back your Vengevine, all those low-casting creatures that... You know, the low stuff, the Fauna Shamans, that stuff. Those are now playable. They're not just dead in your hand to recur a Vengevine because they're exiling stuff that you consider
yeah.
threats.
That's true.
I've been... It's working okay. I want to put a Karn in there, but I don't.
Sounds kind of greedy.
That
yeah,
seems a little greedy.
That's what
I mean, I would test with, like, a one of Karn, though, just to see what would happen.
It would... You know what? It ends up being, if Venser doesn't make the cut, it'll be Karn.
Yeah.
I wanted to put Primeval Titans in there in the first place. Because I don't think enough people are utilizing Primeval Titan as a win condition as Primeval Titan.
Yeah.
I think they're like, well, if you can't use the 6/6 Trampler... Green giving you a 6/6 Trampler for 6 that also thins your deck out of things you never want to draw in green is amazing on its own. Like, it's so good.
You like to run a lot of early game ramp and stuff like that.
I wanted to put Garrick in. I haven't, like, found way for him. But I get the 4 Beast Withins in the main.
Yeah.
So I have that quick spot removal, and I run Overgrown Battlements. Because I kind of feel like if you're running Beast Within in an aggressive deck with Vengevines, you're going to kind of need that slowing. So, like, the deck can take multiple different ways. I've built, like, 3 different versions of the deck. I've tested... The one I like the most is the one that has a little bit more of a control and then beats you down, almost like the old Turbo Land.
Like a mid-range type?
Yeah, what I'm thinking I have to add into deck is Avenger of Zendikar.
I would run Avenger.
I think I have to put an Avenger of Zendikar with the old... I think I have to build old Turbo Land, just, you know, get out of the idea of ever having to take extra turns with Time Warp. And then it's fine, but old Turbo Land ran Jace too. Weed the Stampede does it, that's the point. For those decks, really for those decks that was, the point of Jason that deck, aside from removing something from what was in play, you know, just bouncing a creature back or something, or as Jake said, pointing at a creature and saying, "I don't want to see that anymore."
Yeah,
that's what you were allowed to do when Jace was around. No, you can't do that. So I feel that Lead the Stampede does exactly what you need it, what Jace would do normally, because you're already running like not like generally Vengevine decks run shit tons of creatures. So you pretty much just want creatures anyway. Also, if you get like a turn two Lead the Stampede, like if you play turn one bird, turn two land drop, Lead the Stampede, and you just, and like all five are creatures, you just take them all and then pitch your Vengevines.
Yeah,
you're like, yay, Vengevines! So like, it's, I think the deck's got synergy. I haven't made the full testing yet. I haven't, like, I have to do more testing, but it's fun. But that's the point. I built this completely new deck in my mind, running Venser, and just for the splash of white, and the white gives me that sideboard option of, you know, if something, like, once the meta shifts, I'll be able to be like, okay, maybe Journey to Nowheres, you know, maybe something, I don't know. Blue-green is fine. Blumanji's fine. Blumanji, just aggressive green with Frost Titan. That's all it is.
Seems good.
This one is is the similar build, just more land destruction, more disorientation based. And if I don't even need to say, if you're Venturing out an acidic slime every turn,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, it seems fair. Good.
Yeah, like the point is, there's targets for Venser, so he's not immediately useless. At the very least, he'll get rid of something out of the way. And then at the very, you know, like if I don't get him up to his ultimate, but I have enough creatures out early, I could be like, you can't block, swing. Which is really good after with a Beast Within, because I'm like, your 3/3 can't block my Vengevines. Swing. I don't know. It's fun. I haven't gotten there yet. What other decks are going to make the new cut? Any red build, you're just going to see in droves. You're going to see red love it again, because now decks that run Day of Judgment aren't going to be everywhere. And because decks that run there are like, a red player can come in and not be like, cool, I have to deal with the Day of Judgment immediately. They might see a deck, but they won't like always have to see these cards as they win. They sure. Also, yeah. So red's going to be everywhere. You're going to see that the red, the Koth build that, you know, goes turn into like Volt Charging and Shrine of Burning Rage and Karn and shit. That deck's going to be everywhere because it's so... it's hype, and it runs Molten Steel Dragon because there's nothing they can do about it. They're like, ah, Molten Steel, and then I win. I think we're going to see a lot more Phyrexian Metamorph than we have.
Yeah, no, we're already seeing a lot of that.
I still think he's really good.
The cool thing about Phyrexian Metamorph is it copies a Batterskull and makes it...
copies anything you need it to copy.
Yeah, but...
and with Venser shenanigans, you can blink it so you copy something else. Like, when I was running Swordfish, I was having a blast...
yeah,
with no. Metamorph.
Yeah, no, I don't know why you took the deck apart.
The Stoneforge is banned.
Stoneforge is banned. You can't use it now. The whole point of the deck was the Stoneforge engine.
Yeah.
Now you're just running what?
Fish. Like,
I mean, you should have at least played it out until, you know, that card was actually gone.
Nah.
You totally should take Swordfish to the PTQ this weekend. There's a PTQ in Edison, New Jersey for anyone.
You should go. We'll be there.
Hears this. Yeah, you'll hear this by like Friday night usually. So if you get this, you know, pick it up and listen. I won't be here this weekend, so you won't be able to meet me. I gotta go to Pittsburgh for a wedding. But yeah, there's also, I don't want to play in the last tournament. I don't want to see Jace's last hurrah.
No.
I don't want to see a shit ton of Jace homebrews just to get him in while they can too.
Oh my god, it's four Jaces, 56 Lions.
I want four Jaces, only counter spells and bounce spells and proliferate. That's what I want.
Look like complete assholes.
Yeah, well, we're about to look like complete assholes, but we're reading on the MTG Salvation website now what appears to be arbitrary, spoiled new versions of the new Planeswalkers, the new Jace, the new Chandra, and the new Garrick. Now, the new Garrick's text was translated from Japanese earlier. I believe it was something like +1, search for a basic land and put it into play, tap, and it was Rampant Growth. And it was like, he's like 3 mana, and then his +2 was like Make Wolves, and his minus was... you know, get a wolf for each creature or land you already control. I don't remember exactly what it was. It's somewhere on the... just search for a new Garrick. What was it? Garrick Unchained or something?
Garrick Untamed?
Garrick Untamed.
The pictures are really blurry.
Yeah, the pictures are really blurry. They have Jace, and his +1 or +2 ability looks to be Tome Scour, once again, I'm not saying these are real or not, I'm just saying they're on the rumor mill on MTG Salvation. Chandra looks like she has a target creature gains haste ability, and a discard a card to deal damage equal to that card's converted mana cost ability for, like, -3. All of these seem pretty good. I'm not sure. Do we have anything steadier, or... anything come up? No, not really. Yeah, I mean, you know, I just kind of want to report it now, because if it is real, that's awesome.
I mean, like I said, I mean, for the walkers, I'm pretty sure they're just giving them new artwork, because we have new artwork.
No,
to,
we're
like,
getting
promotion.
We're getting new planeswalkers.
They never confirmed that they were new. They said they were going to be new artwork.
No, they've confirmed that there's new artwork. I'm under the impression that they were getting new everything. Like, honestly, they're stagnant.
Then why would they put in Gideon and Sorin? Why don't they just make a new white and black planeswalker?
Because that's the point. They changed the basic whites. I think they're trying to get away from the Lorwyn block. I think, like, honestly, anyone who's not tired of Chandra, Noir, Jace Bellerin, or a Johnny Goldmane...
Yeah, no, I am fucking tired of
this. Like, really, if
I'm tired of seeing Jace Bellerin. I just...
I don't care.
I don't want to hear the word... I don't want to hear the name Jace anymore.
Jace.
Well, we're going to get a new Jace. Yeah. I like to believe... I've been saying this. I like to believe that we're getting new Jace. I thought it was going to be the Mind Sculptor originally because of the reasons I said before. I think reprinting it would devalue him and therefore make him playable to everybody. But if we're getting another Jace, remember the conversation we had on Facebook, Kirk? It was Jace's ability should be like, it was a +1. I don't remember what +1 and +2, but -4 was turn this card into Jace the Mind Sculptor.
Yeah.
This card becomes Jace the Mind Sculptor. You can, you know, use it as though it was, and he comes in with 3 loyalty counters. But yeah, I want to get new ones. I'm tired. Chandra Noir is cool, but. I'm tired of 5 mana red. Like, red doesn't want to see a 5 mana planeswalker.
We have Toth. We don't need another red planeswalker.
We need a 3 mana planeswalker.
No.
No.
We need a 3 mana...
Wizards might be listening. Don't do that.
We need a 3 mana red planeswalker that does nothing but utility attacks.
No. We need if we're getting a 3 mana...
Like, +1, give a creature haste.
No,
-1, deal 1 damage to all creatures and players.
It's gonna be like +1, you get a 1/1 goblin. Like, get a raging goblin. +1, you get a 1/1 hasting goblin. Fuck it, I'll gladly take a raging goblin for
and
+1.
Yeah, I just feel like colors that
like,
need lowest
mana like
cost planeswalkers don't get there.
It'll be like -2, like pyroclasm or something silly like that, and then like I don't know, like -4. Pay X, deal X damage to somebody or whatever the fuck.
Did they confirm that Pyroclasm's in the new M12 yet, or
Let's
no?
Let's look at the number crunch.
Yeah, I really want to know, because if they don't reprint Pyroclasm and they think Swagstorm's going to cut it, they can go fuck themselves. I want Pyroclasm, man. I don't want 3 damage to not Jace. Get out of here. Jace is gone.
Well, 149 is Lightning Elemental, and then the next card they have confirmed is 154 Shock. So... There's 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 4 cards.
Oh, so we're getting Shock back?
Yeah, we already talked about that. Lightning Bolt's gone.
Not only is Lightning Bolt gone,
but we got Goblin Grenade.
Bruce Lightning is.
We got Goblin Grenade.
They're not the same.
Goblin Grenade is amazing, especially because there is 1, 2.
Yeah, but
three,
we're losing.
Four,
we better get better
six,
goblins.
7, 8. There's 9 goblins confirmed.
Okay, how many of them are Goblin Piker? 1. That's too many. That's already too many.
There's 1 Goblin Piker.
Yeah, exactly. You can go
Goblin Bang Truckers.
Bang Chuckers. Goblin Fire Slinger's pretty
Bang
cool.
Bang Chuckers just sounds like the most racist
Goblin Chieftain's
ever.
Back.
I don't even want to...
Goblin what? Chieftain?
All right,
but
so
he has no friends.
But where's his Goblin Guide? You know what? Forget his Goblin Guide. Where's his...
Goblin
Arsonist. Where's his Bushwhacker? Where's Bushwhacker? Goblin Arsonist sucks on ice, dude. I don't want to deal with Arsonist.
I liked him.
They're all terrible.
Goblin
I want Innistrad. You know what I want Innistrad to be? I want Innistrad to be back in Ravnica. Either back in Ravnica, or bring us back to, like, Onslaught.
They're bringing back Flashback.
Are they really?
What card was confirmed with Flashback?
Here, I'll show you.
Innistrad?
Yeah, Innistrad. Let me see what...
That'd be great. That would be amazing.
Oh, actually, well, on a side note, Where is it? Hold on, let me do this shit real quick. Alright, they released the info for the next premium deck series, the all-foil deck.
Oh, the bullshit that doesn't matter. Cool.
Reanimator. 5 color.
Yeah, still not interested.
Yeah? 3 cards confirmed already.
Yep.
Entomb, Exhume, and Reanimate.
So they've confirmed that they're reprinting the entire Type 1 Reanimator.
It's five color.
Well, it's not five color. It's mono black with five colors worth of creatures. Wow. Alright. Maybe they learned that the fire one was so bad that the only reason people bought them was for the foil bolts. I don't know. They gotta stop putting out... Like, that Knights deck? What was that? Knights versus Dragons?
That was terrible. Hey. Except for the altered art...
Nether Roadberry?
No. The altered art Lockstar Warhammer looked awesome.
Dude, stop... Like, that was a cash grab. No, you know what? That was more of a cash grab.
That was more of Kirk fucking up.
Yeah, nice.
Good job.
Nice chair drop, Kirk.
Good chair drop. Quicksilver Amulet's pretty good.
They're all terrible. Everything, like, they just stop putting out things I wanted to buy. Yeah. Like, at this point, I don't even want to buy packs. I buy my two boxes or three boxes when a set comes out. And then, like, with the exception of the Commander decks, which, trust me, get the Commander decks the second the next wave comes out, which I think they're doing shipping in a couple weeks of the second series. The same decks, but just the next printing of them. Get them. They're awesome. Everyone. The Metallic Mastery one is, the Mirror Mastery. Is like super great. It's got like combos in it and shit. It's really the way EDA should be. So I'm gonna give him credit where credit's due. Good job for putting out something that's not Plane Chase or Arch Enemy.
Yeah, here you go. They released in the where the hell did he put this? Oh, this one guy got the Duels of the Planeswalkers, and he hooked up to a computer to get all the actual file names.
Yeah, the guy who found Rao, the new Planeswalker that we're getting, Rao Cabin or something like that.
Yeah, he has this stuff with an Innistrad tagline by it, like an Innistrad symbol by it, and one of them is Mona the Unhallowed. Put 2/2/2 black zombie creature tokens onto the battlefield, and then it has Flashback.
What set was Flashback in?
Odyssey Block.
Odyssey Block?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I think that pretty much confirms that we're going to have a graveyard-themed block like everyone's been speculating.
Well, no, that's good, because that means we're getting back to the Dominara. Which is somewhere we should be all the time, because honestly, everywhere else sucks. Like, everywhere else is terrible.
No, do you don't want to go back to Kamigawa?
I don't ever want
to
go back
to
Kamigawa.
I'm sorry. Who wants to go back
to Kamigawa? I can't say that with a straight face. I'm sorry.
Kamigawa. I don't want to go back. I barely want. You know why I want to go back to Ravnica? Because I want dual lands. That's why I want to go back to
Shocklands? Fuck yeah.
I hear, and this is from somebody. I'm not going to say who I heard this from at all.
Say it under your breath.
I'll say it to you later. I'm not going to say it in the podcast where I heard it from. I hear that we're not getting the Drowned Catacomb Glacial Fortress lands back.
Good.
I hear we're getting the Allied Shocklands.
Allied Shocklands? I think we should have just gotten the enemy core duels. I want to start getting enemy
lands back. No, they're
never going to
put enemy colors in core. I think that's the point. I think... Because there's seven land slots unspoiled by the numbers.
Yes.
There are seven land slots.
You know, there's
two of them,
a common land. And
two of them is
going to
be
a Terramorphic Expanse.
Yeah, Terramorphic Expanse.
And
like,
something stupid.
Like a rare land that's weird. Or an uncommon land. Or
probably
going
to be like an uncommon land.
Oh, a Glimmer Post. Some a new Locust land.
We need more Locusts.
No, they'll make modern like.
Maybe they'll reprint Tech Edge because it's such a strong card.
They might.
But either way, I'm under the impression that it's not confirmed, but this is a very strong rumor that we're getting the Allied Shocklands back. Because, honestly, the fetches are gone, so there's no real shenanigans coming.
Modern.
It wouldn't be terrible.
I mean in Modern, you have all 10 Shocklands.
Reprinting the Shocklands now would be fine, because they're not ridiculous. They're like $10 each or something like that, so they wouldn't like...
7-10 depending on the one. Like, Watery Grave is like 12.
Watery Grave, like, whatever.
Hollow Fountain.
But the rest are like 4 or 5. Like, they're not amazing, so whatever. And, you know what? I'm tired of having to, like I said, fix mana deck. So you get a playset of each of those in a deck where you can choose to take a shock or come into play tap. That makes a difference. That makes a huge difference. And I feel that those are... If we get those back, it'll be a really strong play on Wizards' R&D part. By the way, these are Shocklands. Welcome to the jungle. But, at the same time, I'll deal with Adhokar Wastes. You know? But I'll deal with Underground.
I'll deal with Painlands. Like, I'm fine with Painlands. I don't care about Painlands. I gladly run them.
Yeah, I'm okay with the Painlands. I'm okay as long as they don't come into play tapped.
Yeah, that's my thing. I hate lands that come into play tapped. unless he gives some type of crazy effect like Halimar Depths and shit like that, then okay, whatever.
Like, notice that Halimar Depths and, what's it called, Cavallini Garden are the only two that ever saw play.
Yeah.
If you were playing Kazandi Refuge or the Sajiri whatever.
Well, I mean, Manland's coming to play.
Sajiri Step was clean one night of the
Not Sajiri Step, not Sajiri Step. That one was amazing. But that was only, it was run as like a one or two of, and it was just because Knight of the Royal Quarry can be like, aha, you can't kill it. With Doomblade. Fuck you, Jun. Yeah, well, okay, see, that was enough of a segue, but I'm kind of excited about M12.
I'm not.
You're not? Why?
They don't have, alright, every set they usually have a couple cards that are going to be the marquee cards that are going to sell packs. M11, we have the Titans. I don't think they're going to sell as well in M12. Like, they need to come up with something.
I think they would have sold better if they were first released in M12.
If it's the Shocklands, that'll probably sell packs.
Could you imagine?
Shocklands would sell packs.
But I want a Primeval Titan and put two Shocklands
like,
in
the Gideon place. Might sell packs. Sora nobody cares about. The other three Walkers, unless they do make new Walkers of them.
There's a reason they're reprinting Sora.
Because Liliana's in Innistrad.
But even then, they could have given us a new Black Planeswalker.
They wanted a vampire Planeswalker to go along with the vampire theme. Is
a 6-mana unplayable one?
He's not going to be unplayable, I feel. I feel the way Mono Black... Dude, we just got to... It's possible right now to run Mono Black. What are we losing? What are we losing from Mono Black? Inquisition of Kozilek. But we got Duress and Despise, and they made...
No Duress.
They didn't reprint Duress? They printed Distress.
Oh, God.
Which is good, but nowhere near as good as 1-mana discard spells.
You know what? They might surprise us. They might put Duress in Innistrad. Or Ostracize. But which don't matter, because we have... what's it called now? So, Despise.
They should just reprint Thoughtseize. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a tribal fairy spell. Whatever, just give me Thoughtseize. I love that card.
Thoughtseize with tribal fairies?
Yeah. I don't care. It's 1-mana, discard anything. I don't care about the life total. It's turn 1, I discard whatever I want to get rid of.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
or at least make a functional reprint of it so it doesn't have, like, tribal thing in it or whatever.
Pay 4 life, Thoughtseize, surgically extract it. I paid 4 life to shut down your deck. I hope it worked.
Well, you maybe will shut down my deck.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to pay... Yeah, you're not going to pay the extra life on this. But whatever, it doesn't matter, it's hilarious.
Yeah, like, right now, like, I mean, Grim Lavamancer's cool.
Oh yeah, Grim Lavamancer's coming back.
I mean, he's good, but, I mean, fetches are rotating, stuff like that. I don't think... I mean, with the new block coming up, it is a graveyard theme, like everyone's saying it is, he'll be playable. But also remember, he's a rare.
If we get Flashback, Threshold, and Madness back, what was Madness in? Madness was in Onslaught. I mean, Odyssey block.
No, well, what I heard was it was going to be Flashback and Delve.
What was Delve?
That's one you can, like Tombstalker, you can remove X cards from your graveyard. Each card you remove reduces the casting cost of the spell by 1.
It's another mechanic.
Like Tombstalker was 6 and 2 black for a 5/5 flyer.
Yeah,
with
that
Delve.
Makes sense, because they tried to do that, yeah.
And it was a Future Sight mechanic,
too. Was there
too.
A Future Sight mechanic in Mirrodin that they brought back? I know it wasn't Living Weapon. It wasn't Infect. It wasn't Proliferate.
No.
Wow.
Well, what mechanics were there in Future Sight?
I don't care.
There was a lot. There was the Flesh Wither. There was
Transfigure.
Excuse me, I still want Constructs and Widgets.
Oh, God.
And shit.
I want Constructs because they're going to be fun.
Oh,
and Fortifications.
Gravestorm.
Gravestorm. Wait, what does that do? There wasn't
for
a
every card that went to your graveyard. No, that was an actual... That
was
Glass
not a mechanic,
Dust
it was a card.
Glass Dust Cult had Gravestorm.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever.
I mean, I'll be happy to see Delve. I like Delve. I mean, Tombstalker, I'll take a Tombstalker any day of the week. That card's fucking great. Essentially a 2-mana 5/5 flyer seems pretty awesome.
You should also bring back Dredge.
What? They should?
They should bring back Dredge.
But don't fuck it up this time.
Well, they already did, because we don't have Vengevine. That was when they would bring back Dredge, because Vengevine's not in the format.
Yeah. Like doing that.
They're like, oh, remember, you know what would have been great? A Vengevine. They love doing that. Cards in the last set that would have been amazing, like right now, Bloodbraid Elf.
About Vampire
Actually,
Nocturnus
fuck
before
that.
Rotate.
Right now, running like a black-red rock deck with Maelstrom Pulse.
Black-red?
Black-green.
I've been trying to make a black-green rock deck for so long because it has such potential. It's just, The mana fix is terrible.
We need Spiritmonger.
No, it's just for running enemy colors, like, it's really hard to fix the mana for it. You don't have any duels.
Spiritmonger.
Yeah, like, they're going to reprint Spiritmonger. Come
Pernicious
on.
Deed.
We already have Pernicious Deed. It's called Steel Hellkite.
Yeah, it's a 6 mana Pernicious Deed.
It's an artifact.
You're an artifact.
And besides, you can quick Silver Amulet out if you really want.
No, you can't. It's a bad card.
No.
Anyway,
I'll gladly Quicksilver Amulet a friggin' Emrakul in for 2 more.
Yeah, no, if you get away with that, have fun.
What does it do?
4 tap, put a creature from your hand to play.
Timmy Power Gamer?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. It's, they made Timmy Power Gamer.
It's an old card from Urza's.
It's an old card.
Really?
From Urza's,
yeah. It's a reprint.
Why do I not remember that?
You put a 4 tap, you put a creature.
You don't remember it because it's bad.
No, it's all play. Yeah. Oh, you put a creature from your hand into play.
No, because Piper was around then, too. So why would you do that when you could just run Piper?
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind. Okay.
I'm
yeah.
pretty sure Quicksilver Amulet's a little bit better than
Timmy Piper. Power Gamer.
Yeah. Timmy fucking Power Gamer. Gotta learn.
Oh, Timmy didn't tap. I think he just paid 4 and played it.
When are they going to learn to not print enchantment and enchant creatures at Mythic Rarity?
What's the enchant creature?
Angelic Destiny.
What does it do? Does it win the game? Is it Eldrazi Conscription?
It's 2/2 white enchant creature aura, yada yada yada. Enchanted creature gets +4/+4, has flying and first strike, and is an angel in addition to its other types. The good thing about it, that I see why it's mythic, is when enchanted creature dies, return Angelic Destiny to its owner's hand.
You're
so it has
the
Rancor effect on it. It has the Rancor effect, which is cool.
Gets +2/+2?
+4/+4.
+4.
Flying in first strike and is an angel.
Oh, well, you know
why
what?
Why is Halo Hunter rotating?
But why did...
Oh, man.
That would have been awesome.
He never had a chance.
I know he did, because the only angel that mattered had protection from him. Like, that was just, like, the biggest, like, fuck you card ever. He's like, so we're going to print a guy... We're printing a card that comes into play and kills your kills an angel for you. Like, oh, that'll kill Baneslayer, right? It's a demon. Fuck! Like, alright.
He was 5 mana too, wasn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ah!
2 and triple black. Well, he was a 6/3 intimidate. Yep.
That's alright. They gave black their answer to Baneslayer.
What? The throat?
Didn't no. Malakir Blood Witch.
Blood Witch did stop that vigil all day long.
Malakir Blood Witch is like, hi. You're not swinging. Okay. See you
or
later.
Just old school. Just Doomblade the bitch. I mean.
Yeah, well, Malakir Blood Witch was the, you don't swing until I find my answer.
Yeah.
I miss Mel. I want it back.
She's still here.
I want her back.
No,
I'm not gonna play her now.
You want Nocturnus back so you can play her.
No, I don't even know. She already had flying. She was already a brick shit.
Yeah, but then you can run Mono Black Vamps.
I don't want Mono Black Vamps. I think you're gonna see, I honestly do believe this, I think you're gonna see a shot ton of Elfect. The Elf Infect.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about this. Infect is going to be played fucking everywhere. The blue-green Infect deck that runs 4...
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
4 Glistener Elves, 4 Blighted, 4 fucking douche.
Corruptor?
No.
Douche
2 mana.
Blighted Agent.
No, I said him.
We really said that douche. What's the other douche?
Ichor Qualmir.
Ichor
Qualmir. It runs like one, like a Necropete or something.
That's cool.
And then like the entire, it's like all pump, obviously. But it doesn't run Vampire's Bite, which is because it's not in black. And it runs...
It has, like, Untamed Might and shit.
But it runs...
Mutagenic Growth.
No, it ran something that was really messed up.
Vines of the Vastwood?
No, that's obvious. It ran the Vines, it ran the Mutagenic Growth, it ran a shit ton of shit. It was all... But, like, it gave you... Like, something gave it longevity. Like...
Totem Armor?
No. No. Something was like, okay, so... You're not going crazy all-in with the one guy, basically.
I only saw the all-in version, so...
But that's the point, because you get 6 creatures to do it with.
Yeah.
12 creatures to do it with. You're getting a stronger, like, base.
Yeah. I don't honestly know what you're talking about.
I don't remember. I saw a build of it, and it was amazing. Black-green infect, blue-black infect... Blue-black control with the win condition being infect.
Skithrix, you mean?
Skittles and Mirren. What's going to deal with Mirren Crusader now? I mean, that Frexian Crusader. What's going to...
Mirror Crusader.
No.
No, they can't... They have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah, but if you throw a sword on Mirror Crusader, they one-shot
you. Like she can't block him.
Yeah, they're like neighbors that don't like each other.
No, in the battle, they run right past each other. They're like, hi, all right, boom.
Yeah, what does stop Frexian...
Tumble Magnet. Still the only thing that stops it.
I can go for the throat.
Okay, go for it.
Well, black can stop him.
Yeah, but you're in blue-black, so you'll run like a spell pierce. Frexian Crusader... Frexian... Like, when I was playing Rug, when I was playing Cobblade, when someone dropped a Frexian Crusader, my only answer was Jace.
Yeah.
That was my... I was like, fuck, I need that Jace. Fuck. Where's that Jace? I can't even chump block him. Fuck, I need a Jace. Next thing you know, you're like, Jace, bounce. There's no Jace. Frexian Crusader's gonna be a $12 card.
I have, like, three of them.
It hits for four!
Yeah.
It has first strike.
You start pulling some shenanigans with him too. It's pretty ridiculous.
You can do anything you want and then play the Phyrexian Crusader. Like, this is my win condition. You don't need to pump him. You can just be like, you have fucking five turns to live.
So the three infectors at Mather are him, Scytherix, and Inkmoth Nexus.
Yeah. So you can run, like, and you can run those in a blue-black control deck.
I want to run a deck with Scytherix. Sorry, I love that card. I just haven't had a chance to use them.
Honestly, I see that should be the win condition.
I'll make blue-black Tez Infect.
You can, but you don't...
Ichoclomir is a 5-5 Infector, and if you block it, it becomes a 7-7. Necropede's a 5-5
Infector. Necropede's a lot better, because if it dies before you can make him super... You usually end up fucking with a creature.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't die, you get a 5-5 that if it dies, you fuck with a creature. Like, it Necropede at 5-5, one shot's a Titan.
Yeah.
It's like, haha, block and die. So.
Seems good.
Yeah, no, Necropede's really strong.
I might wanna.
But you don't need that. You just need, once you get the Inkmoth Nexus, that's your win condition if you wanna do that.
5 infected?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Anyway, that's Infect is going to be huge for a while because Mirror Crusader can't be dealt with. Cannot be dealt with the way the meta is going right
Frexian
now.
Frexian Crusader,
I'm sorry. Mirror Crusader's fine. Mirror Crusader's drinking beer and sweeping. He's got pro green. He doesn't even care what that means.
He has pro black, too.
Yeah, that's all. Okay, he can't be doom-bladed. I hear there's a red still exists.
Yeah, red does still.
They both should have just had pro red and pro white. That's what they both should have just been like. And that's why the War of Attrition deck is also extremely douchey, because you get a Mirror Crusader versus the rot from within, which gave you no answer to Mirror Crusader whatsoever.
Inkmoth Nexus.
One Inkmoth Nexus. That's right. It did have and Contagion Clasp. Nope, it gave you Contagion Clasp.
There you go. Get that counterproliferate the shit out of them. After you take 8 damage or so. Whatever.
It'll be like 6. It'll be like 4, and then 2, and then die. But yeah, it's another good card. Any cards coming back?
Now Incinerate. That
you, not bad. Fuck Incinerate. What do you mean Incinerate? You have Red Sun Zenith.
Red Sun Zenith is a can be played as well. I think. A lot of the Zeniths are going to be seen more. But I think Black
Blue.
Sun Zenith
Blue
is good.
Sun Zenith Blue is replacing Jason Blue Black Control.
That's a pretty half-assed replacement.
I don't think so.
No, he is.
Because blue's the splash color in Blue Black Control. It's triple blue.
No, not in Blue Black Control. Not in Blue Black Tez. Blue Black Control.
Control
is heavily blue.
Like, they're going to be playing Frost Titans and Grave Titans on your ass after
pretty much.
With your board.
Yeah, yeah pretty
That
pretty
seems
much.
Good, too.
It's just fuck tons of counters, spot removal, and then a Titan. Like, that's the way the deck runs. So it runs that because it's an instant.
Yeah.
And it's better than Jace's Erasure. Jace's Erasure. Fuck that card, Jace's. Remember when that card was played in Standard for 18 seconds?
Yeah.
Fuck that card.
Should play it with Consecrated Sphinx.
My god, you should play a Consecrated Sphinx and then use, what's his name? And then Jace's, Blue Sun Zenith, your opponent, and then draw twice as much. Like, you can draw 3 cards, I'll draw 6.
Thanks.
I'm doing that. I'm so doing that. Oh, this deck won't win, but I'll have such a blast playing it. No, it'll win because it's still blue-black control.
It's still blue-black control.
I won't even run Titans. Fuck that. I'll run exactly like I said. My win conditions will be four Phyrexian Crusaders, four Skitherix.
Three Skitherix.
You have to revat mother in there too, right?
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. If Infect
maybe sideboard. I think Infect's going to pick up.
Yeah, if Infect doesn't pick up, then maybe you can run her. I just don't think that mother's that good. I mean, it's a 4-5 Infector, yeah, but that's all she has.
Depends on, really depends on the deck. I think this member is going to be placed in a shit ton more decks now.
Because this member is a really good card and should have never not been used in the first place. It's used in Legacy. This member is everywhere.
You know why?
It's so good.
Because it kills their Goyf when it hits the ground.
Yeah.
They're like, Goyf, dead Goyf. Eh. Is there anything we're missing in the new standard?
Let's see.
That's what it is. It's new standard. It feels like a rotation just happened, doesn't it?
Tempest Seal?
Oh, yeah, fucking... You know what, though? The biggest...
Actually, no, Val can see me run Slagstorm now, and that blows that deck out of the water.
The biggest... Yo, Val... it's gonna come down to, like... It's gonna be... what's his name? It's gonna be Cobblade's matchup against Goblins, basically. After the sideboard, it's gonna be like, yeah, okay, buddy. Yeah, okay, you enjoy that. now, it's... Well, they're gonna run their stupid... what's it called? The Core Firewalker's coming back now.
Yeah, Firewalker is going to see play.
Poor Firewalker will come back. But, like, it doesn't matter. Valakut's just going to run right through it. Pyroclasm kills that deck. Because I'll Pyroclasm right around... Unless you get the perfect hand, which is the same way as Quest. You get the perfect hand, you're going to win. Nothing I can do about it. Pyroclasm, just... Like, they're like, play things. Pyroclasm? Oh, I lose.
Yeah.
And the reason that deck was pretty cool for a while was its ability to, like, Glinhawk idle you. So, like, they had a creature that was only eligible for removal at instant speed, which white never ran.
Mm-hmm.
So you either bounced it or not. That was a really strong tech against Clawblade. Not really a strong deck against decks that have spot removal now, which all decks will. So.
Yeah. Yeah, the Clawblade doesn't exist. I mean, but that's the weird thing about Clawblade, though. It didn't run any spot removal besides Day of Judgment.
What? It didn't need spot removal. It had infinite 1/1 blockers.
Isn't that kind of weird, though? You don't think...
There's no path to exile. What were they going to run?
No, I'm not saying that they could... I'm just saying it's weird. It's the top deck. And it doesn't have any removal.
Didn't have a chance to have something that Clawblade couldn't do.
Yeah, that's
the point. You, like, listen, if Clawblade wasn't dropping a turn 2 Stoneforge Mystic, they were countering your shit. So, like, it, you know... If you Inquisition and you saw, like, a counterspell and a Stoneforge, you know you took the Stoneforge. Yep. So they're like, okay, I'm going to counter everything else, and then eventually I'll beat you with my Batterskull. And if I can, I'll beat you with my Batterskull. And if I can't, I'll beat you with my Batterskull. Like, or I'll chase you to death. Eat a dick. Like, it's... Nah. I don't know. I think that's it. I think that's literally everything. So, as far as standards going. Now, we found a website. What was the name of it?
Here you go. So we were on the Magic Gathering site, and there was an ad up for this place called swagdog.com.
Swagdog. I'm not spelling it, because you should know how to spell swagdog.
Yeah, and they have
Magic
Gathering shirts with meta symbols, planeswalkers.
Other gear? Do they have, like, book bags or shit?
Right now they just have shirts up. I think this...
We're promoting them because we're hard-pressed to find awesome gear.
For any information, dial 1-877-SWAGDOG.
Because I want to advertise the fact that I'm a loser.
I do. I don't give a shit.
Yo, I walk around with a Phyrexia shirt. Fuck
it. Cool, whatever. I don't
care. That's a
bad
thing. I want
on my back.
I wasn't sarcastic.
Whatever, dude. Like, I even with, like, my current girl, I was like, I don't really want to tell her I play Magic. She's like, what's that? Oh, that seems cool. I'm like, awesome. Keep her. Cool. I don't need to hide
this. Normally when I meet a chick and she wants to learn it, that's my red flag to say get rid of her right now because it's going to become a problem later. I hate gamer chicks. I'm sorry.
That's the thing.
I don't trust them.
I don't trust other gamers, so yeah, by that definition. Yeah, and that's it. And we got a couple emails from last week from the people requesting when we said if we didn't, we'd do the Clawblade mirror.
We're completely disregarding this, by the way.
What?
The one thing about the deck they want us to build.
Why?
Well, we're disregarding a couple. There's one that stuck out. What was the name?
We got an email from Michael.
Mike.
Here's what he says. He's like, Bizarre Trader, Mind Slaver, Hex Parasite. insult me, bro, or help me make this shitty gimmick deck for FNM.
Alrighty, let's do it. What do we do first? Do we do the insult, or do we do the shit the gimmick?
I'm not participating.
You're not participating? Alright.
Well, Kirk, if you want, you can do the insult first, and then we'll try and help it.
I don't even understand how this... Explain to me how this is supposed to work again.
Okay. Bizarre Trader hands off the Hex Parasite.
Okay. And then you Mindslaver them.
Then you Mindslaver them. And then they pay all their life into the Hex Parasite.
Okay, that makes sense.
Question.
Answer.
The wording on Hex Parasite. Does it say remove X counters, up to X counters, or X counters?
X counters.
So the problem is by that definition...
It needs a target.
It needs a target with at least one counter. If it has one counter, you can activate that ability.
Yeah.
Like, but, and it's also based on...
You can also give them a Molten Steel Dragon.
Yeah, at that point you might as well playable. Give them... Yeah, so here's what we've come up with.
Give them Molten Steel?
Hex Parasite...
We'll probably go in red anyway for this.
You're in
now.
Red. What you're doing is you're running that Koth build that we were talking about earlier.
Mythic Red.
Michael, this is for you, all right, buddy? You're running the Koth build, so you're running the 4 Koth, the 4 Koldoth, the Flame Fiend, the 4 Molten Steel Dragons, blah, blah, blah. Instead of running Karns, you're running 2 Mindslavers, because it'll do the exact same thing for the point. You'll get the 6 mana, you'll play it, you can get the 10 mana relatively quickly, with the Koth blowing the load. You're running the Bizarre Trader over either the Burst Lightnings, I believe it runs.
Yeah, it runs Burst.
You're running Burst, over the Burst.
It runs Burst and Galvanblast.
And Bolt Charge.
Whatever. You can get rid of some of the burn. You can get rid of the Burst.
The only thing you really want to worry about is having the Bolt and the Bolt Charge. Those are the only two that matter. So you can cut any other ones for the Bizarre Traders. I wouldn't necessarily run 4, maybe 3, because it's like an alternate win condition, and the only thing you really want to give them is that. Which you want to be a jerk and give them your Koth when they can't use them.
That seems pretty good, too.
That'd be funny.
That'd be pretty awkward.
Oh, and run Tezzeret's Gambit.
Oh, yeah, they run Tezzeret. The deck runs Tezzeret's Gambit.
Like, definitely.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Oh, because you're accelerating hard anyway. You're playing the Sphere of the Suns. You're
Sphere
playing
of the Suns,
the
Tumble Magnets.
Not the Tumble Magnets. Well, you are Sideboard. You're playing the Everflowing Chalice now. So you're going to have the mana to play and pop it. You're going to have the Bizarre Trader. But you're probably not going to want to donate the Hex Parasite because it needs to have a target. And unless you have a Shrine of Burning Rage... with a target, and they have enough mana for you to target it, like, 10 times, it's not going to get there. So you want to give them Molten Steel Dragon,
Immolating Soul Eater.
Immolating Soul Eater, if you want to run them as, like, small drops, so you're not really losing anything.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it also depends on the build. I haven't really worked on a sideboard for you yet, because the deck really is stupid. I remember Bizarre Trader, when people were talking about donating a Abyssal Persecutor.
Yeah.
Like, you can have the Abyssal Persecutor. Because, honestly, who has ways to sacrifice creatures?
Unless you're running black, no.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. So I remember, like, I still think that's the way to go if you want to build a deck around that card. Just you run a black-red Vamps, but you add those two into it.
Run Persecutor. Make sure they ain't got no removal left with your Inquisition's devices. Be like, here, have a Persecutor.
You can, and then you can utilize the Persecutor the entire time.
Yeah.
And then just be like, Bizarre Trader, go. You have one turn to kill either.
Well, what you do is you swing hard with Persecutor, you get him to zero, then you donate him to auto win.
Yeah, so, the Hex Parasite, it's possible. It relies too much on your opponent.
Yeah. But also, remember, Phyrexian Mana, they have to be at even life, too, to one-shot them with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're in red.
Yeah. But, I mean...
The deck itself will hit him.
You can bolt him, and that brings him to an odd number...
But you're keeping that in like it's an alternate win condition for the deck. You're still going to beat their face in.
Yeah, you're still running the way it's cute. Inferno Titans.
The reason,
like,
it's cute is because you'll play that card and people will be like, "Well, that's not worth destroying," and then you'll be like, Mindslaver, and then people will be like, "Wait, this is weird," and then you'll be like, "Ah, 4 mana, 8." Because then at that turn you have 8 mana, so you'll be like, 8 mana, pop the Slaver, play a Molten Steel.
Donate
the Molten Steel. Pay all the rest of your life on your next turn. Go.
Seems good, right?
If you want to have fun, there you go. But yeah, what the hell were you thinking? honestly, next time, just tell me to put Eldrazi Conscription in the deck.
Didn't you do that?
No, I took it apart.
Okay.
There's no... You can't... If you can't cheat, you can't try.
Yeah. I mean, it's no use running that terrible card unless you have Sovereign to Lost Alara. Which have rotated for this week. yeah, I mean, a couple other emails just good show, yada yada, like cast.
Yeah, we appreciate the feedback. Once again, I'm going to start posting deck lists more often on the RTFC Podcast main page. It's RTFC Podcast at Facebook. Feel free to check us out, like us.
Yeah. Like us. Remember, like, we usually record our shows on Wednesdays, so anytime before that, just tell us what you want here. Give us some, so we don't have a repeat of last week. Give us something to talk about.
Anything. Oh, well, we got plenty to talk about for the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
New standard, super new standard, and then by that time, M12 is coming out. Was it July 12th or something?
Something like that.
I'm sure more cards will be released from M12 by next Wednesday.
Yeah, we're going to have enough conversations.
Actually, I believe
we might have missed the deck idea.
I believe next week is on the Mother's site, preview week for M12.
I hope to God it weeks again.
Who's got the God book now?
I think.
Are those same bastards from France?
I hope so. I don't know. If it leaks again, I'll just be like, yo, you guys should just not do anything ever again.
Be like, guys, fix that.
You should just be like, here are the cards coming out. We don't know what they do yet. We'll make them up three days before.
Yeah.
Mass print, go. I think that's it. Anything else we had to talk about?
Nothing really. I mean, we covered everything there pretty much is to
We'll probably be at the Edison PTQ.
Yeah, I'm definitely going. Tony has a wedding.
I have a wedding to attend.
We're going to try and make him go.
If he wasn't one of my best friends, his wedding wouldn't be worthwhile, but
it's all right.
It's worth the 8-hour drive.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
It is an 8-hour drive.
It's an 8-hour drive. Both ways. And I'm only staying for one night.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't drive 8 hours to visit.
Is it on Saturday or Sunday? If it's on Sunday, I'll totally make it.
There might be one on Sunday. I know
there's one on Sunday.
Especially
if there's one in Pittsburgh on Sunday. I'm staying an extra day.
Oh, Pittsburgh's really cool. They have a lot of bars down in Pittsburgh.
I've been several. The wedding's actually at Duquesne, where he is.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I've been there a couple times.
I've obviously been to Pittsburgh.
No shit. You ever been to Heinz Ward's bar?
Yes.
I've been there several times. Awesome. He's always there, too, drinking.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's awesome. And he buys drinks for people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
He's also a dirty player. Anyway, Heinz Ward doesn't listen to this podcast. He's going to fuck himself.
No, hey, whoa.
If we get an email from him.
Dirtiest player now that Marvin Harrison... Not Marvin Harrison.
He's not
Rodney
a dirty
Harrison.
Player.
He's an extraordinarily
he's
dirty player.
He's not a dirty player.
Says
he really
the
Steelers
fan.
No, he's really not.
He's extraordinarily
dirty. He just
dirty.
Plays really hard.
Wow.
I got like 3 comments that are very similar, and I'm just not
going
to say
it. Go ahead. We can keep on going in circles.
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with Heinz.
What, are you
going to
insult my sister again? Is that it?
I never insulted your sister.
Neither have I.
You did.
I said nothing but nice things.
It had nothing to do with your sister. Okay. Would you like me to?
She's a sweetheart.
Oh, okay, then I won't. Why would I?
I don't know. He's just,
anyway,
he's just hating on us.
Thanks for listening. Feel free to email us, rtfcpodcast@gmail.com. RTFC Podcast Facebook, our non-existent Twitter page, which doesn't exist, so don't bother. Yeah, anytime, post, follow us, face, you know, listen. We're going to be represented at the event.
Yes, I'll be there.
Whether
we're
playing or not. So, if you see Phil, Kirk, you know, go up and call them assholes.
Yeah.
If you see me, I'm not there.
Kirk is the asshole.
says the asshole.
Yeah,
we'll be promoting. I mean, talking a little bit, getting some ideas for talks and stuff. So yeah, just enjoy the new standard.
Definitely be at least
whether
one
you love or hate the fact that they banned Clawblade.
It happens.
We're gonna have to deal with it sooner or later. I guess just sooner now. Get some new deck ideas. Please don't play Valakut first, because someone will find a way to deal with Valakut relatively quickly, actually. And I guess
until then.
Until then.
I just read the fucking card.